Hi, this is Lucia with The Art of Love. This week I want to talk about the five most asked questions about no contact. And the reason I want to do this is because I seem to be getting asked the same questions over and over in the comments on my YouTube channel. So instead of continuing to answer them, I thought I'll make a recording and then refer them to this video. So let's get right into it. The first question is, will my ex forget about me? Yes, they're going to forget about you. Just kidding. No, they're not going to forget about you. Unless you dated for 2 weeks, you know, or a month, and it didn't really get very deep, then yeah, they probably will forget about you. But otherwise, of course not. And that's not even the question that you want to know the answer to, because if I say no, they won't, now what? Now what are you going to do with that information? What you really want to know is, are they going to contact me? That's what you really want to know, not whether or not they'll forget about you, because you think that if they don't forget about you, that the chances are that they'll contact you. But don't worry, they're not going to forget about you. And whether they contact you or not is going to depend on a lot of circumstances, but a lot of it has to do with how well you do no contact. The second question is, will my ex contact me? They are very stubborn. Well, you wouldn't believe how many people say that their ex is very stubborn. So unless everyone is dating the same person, which I doubt, then a lot of people feel that way, that their ex is stubborn. But so what? It doesn't matter. What matters is how well you do no contact. Because at some point, someone is going to give in. It's either going to be them, or it's going to be you, or the other alternative is no one is going to give in. But more often than not, if you don't give in and you do no contact, it doesn't matter how stubborn they are, they will give in. So you have to be patient. No contact is not a sprint. It's a marathon. The next question is, I already begged and pleaded, will no contact still work? Well, it's going to be a little more difficult. It's always better if you can just say okay right away when someone breaks up with you, if you can just agree and then go away and do no contact. Because begging and pleading, it's not going to do anything, as you've seen if you've already done it. And you're just boosting their ego and you're letting them know that you'll be there waiting for them like a puppy dog. And it also lowers your value. A high-value person doesn't beg or plead no matter what. So, yes, it's still possible, but it's probably going to take a lot longer. So, if you are begging and pleading now, if you're in that phase, stop and go to no contact. The next question is, should I do no contact? And I always respond, as opposed to what? What are your choices? I mean, your choices are either contact them or don't contact them. There's really no middle ground. So if you've already contacted them, if you've already begged and pleaded, and now you say, well, should I do no contact? I say, as opposed to, there's no choice. You don't even have a choice in the matter. You know, it's like asking, should I breathe or not? Well, do you have a choice? Do you want to live? So you have to do no contact whether you want to or not. Actually, if they're not responding, then you're doing no contact voluntarily because you have no place to go. They're not contacting you, so you are in no contact. And then finally, the last question is, when will they contact me? Well, let me look at my crystal ball. Let me see. Oh, okay. It says that they'll contact you in 3 weeks, 6 days, and I believe, 8 hours. Listen, I don't know. I'm not a psychic. Even a psychic couldn't tell you. There's so many variables with every breakup that come into play that it's impossible to predict when and if. But I can tell you that if you do no contact, your chances of your ex contacting you are a lot higher than if you don't do it. The only exception I would say when you should contact your ex is when it was something like you cheated on them. They caught you cheating and they broke up with you. Good for them. And you still have to do a period of no contact after that to let them get over it. But then if after 1 or 2 months you don't hear from them, at that point, I think that you do need to contact them, because otherwise you're being manipulative in the sense that you cheated on them and now they're supposed to come running back to you. No, if you want them back, then you cheated on them. Give them some time away from you because they're not going to want to talk to you. And then approach them, apologize, etc. And if you want help with that, you can always contact me. So hopefully I've put your mind to rest regarding your questions about no contact. If you would like more information or you're interested in private coaching, you can contact me at my website, theartoflove.net. If you're listening to this on iTunes, I would really appreciate if you would leave a review. If you're listening to this on YouTube, please subscribe. And finally, remember that love inspires, empowers, uplifts, and enlightens.